T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Still plenty of details police need to figure out here in this truly bizarre case. It's all involving a deli called Deli and Grocery with a Difference right off of Digny Avenue here in the Bronx. Well, let's start at 2 a.m. on Wednesday. Cops chasing two suspects into the deli. They were just wanted for some low-level crimes. And when the officers got inside, they met up with 35-year-old Richard Millwood, who apparently works in the bodega. They asked him, hey, can we get into the basement? Millwood let them in. When the officers went down there, they found a guy tied up who had been claiming he was kidnapped and held there for nearly 3 days. So the officers raced back upstairs to find Millwood and ask him, hey, what's going on here? But Millwood was gone, and they still can't find him. Now, during the ongoing investigation yesterday, a woman who lives next door to the deli, identified as 49-year-old Arinthia Gifford, she was arrested for her role in the kidnapping. We'll keep you posted. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, in the Wakefield section of the Bronx.